Previously on Thomas and the Bible, just the same old stuff we've come to expect from Jeremiah, except for the destruction prophecies are against the Moabites and not the Israelites, but the analogies are equally as boring and repetitive. And as usual, God doesn't seem to be following through with any of them. Basically, God seems like a lot of talk, with a Thomas yawn count of 2 and a Thomas sneeze count of 1.
Good news. Good to hear from Harley again. Sneeze count of 1. Yeah. That was kind of funny. Nice to hear from Harley again. Love those intros. They're always fun. They just give me that little boost I need going into the horrendous awfulness that is the perfect book of the Lord. Okay, so interesting news. I thought that since there's only 2 chapters of Jeremiah left, I figured we were going to have some split episode where we go, oh, finish Jeremiah and then go to Lamentations. But for whatever reason, the pages worked exactly right that it finishes Jeremiah. So 51, 52, that's what we're reading today. I'm guessing, looks like 51's pretty darn long, so I'm guessing they're just 2 long chapters. But still pretty cool. We don't have to do a little split thing. Most importantly, I don't have to type in dash Lamentations. It's much more elegant to just type in Jeremiah. So that's what's happening with me. What's happening with you guys? Okay, well, moving on. So let's read Jeremiah 51. Let's just finish this effing Jeremiah. We're done. It's a new year. This is New Year's Eve. I'm trying to finish so I can get to a little party that I don't want to go to. And And that's that. So we're going to finish Jeremiah. We'll lock Jeremiah away in 2014. We'll forget Jeremiah ever existed. We will do our best to expunge the world of the bloodline of Jeremiah. Hopefully they're all dead by now because this book is terrible. And but unfortunately, the book I just looked, we're moving on to, is Lamentations of Jeremiah. So that's, what is that going to be like? Oh, I wish I had written more. I wish I had written more about destruction than may or may not happen, and just repeatedly. Or is it going to be the opposite? We'll be like, huh, maybe in hindsight, I should have written a book that was interesting. Lament for the fact that the last book wasn't interesting. Anyway, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will raise up against Babylon and against them that dwell in the midst of them that rise up against me, a destroying wind. And I will send unto Babylon fanners that shall fan her. Just a bunch of people with fans, like, and then she'll get awkwardly cold, Babylon will, and she'll be like, stop fanning me, and shall empty her land, for in the day of trouble they shall be against her round about. Against him that bendeth, let the archer bend his bow, and against him that lifteth himself up in his brigandine, and spare ye not her young men, destroy ye utterly all her host. Thus the slain shall fall in the land of the Chaldeans, and they that are thrust through the street, thrust through in her streets. For Israel hath not been forsaken, nor Judah of his God, of the Lord of hosts, though their land was filled and with sin against the Holy One of Israel. Flee out of the midst of Babylon, and deliver every man his soul. Be not cut off in her iniquity, for this is the time of the Lord's vengeance. He will render unto her a recompense. Babylon hath been a golden cup in the Lord's hand that made all the earth drunken. The nations have drunken of her wine, therefore the nations are mad. Babylon is suddenly fallen and destroyed. Howl for her, take balm for her pain, if so be she may be healed. We would have healed Babylon, but she is not healed. Forsake her, and let us go every one into his own country. For her judgment reacheth into heaven, and is lifted up even to the skies. The Lord hath brought forth our righteousness. Come and let us declare in Zion the work of the Lord our God. Make bright the arrows, gather the shields. The Lord hath raised up the spirit of the kings of the Medes. For his device is against Babylon, to destroy it, because it is the vengeance of the Lord, the vengeance of his temple. Set up the standard upon the walls of Babylon. Make the watch strong. Set up the watchman. Prepare the ambushes, for the Lord hath both devised and done that which he spake against the inhabitants of Babylon. O thou that dwellest upon many waters, abundant in treasures, thine end is come, and the measure of thy covetousness. The Lord of hosts shall hath sworn... What the heck is wrong with me? I'm reading words that are not there. Oh no, it's the line below it. Okay, so I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy. The Lord of hosts hath sworn by himself, saying, surely I will fill thee with men as with caterpillars, and they shall lift up a shout against thee. He hath made the earth by his power, he hath established the world by his wisdom, and hath stretched out the heaven by his understanding. When he uttereth his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth, and maketh lightnings with rain, and bringeth forth wind out of his treasures. Every man is brutish by his knowledge, every founder is confounded by the graven image, for his molten image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. They are vanity with the work of errors, in the time of their visitation they shall perish. The portion of Jacob is not like them, for he is the former of all things, and Israel is the rod of his inheritance. The Lord of hosts is his name. Killing people is his game. It needs to say something is his game after it says it's, you just can't. And there needs to be like a really bad drum. Be like, poof, tch, poof. The Lord of hosts is his name. Killing a bunch of cities is his game. And then I'd be happy. Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war. For with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms. And with thee will I break in pieces the horse and his rider. And with thee will I break in pieces the chariot and his rider. And with thee will I also break in pieces man and woman. Yeah, okay. Bad things, bad things, bad things, bad things, bad things. That's it. Just write bad things, bad things, bad things a million times. That's this book. Bad things, bad things. You were bad. You worshiped the wrong people. Ugh. God, it gets so old. I really hope the next book is something kind of different. I will also break in pieces with thee the shepherd and his flock, and with thee will I break in pieces the husbandman and his yoke of oxen, and with thee will I break in pieces captains and rulers, and will I render unto Babylon and to all the inhabitants of Chaldea all their evil that they have done in Zion your sight. Lord, behold, I am against thee, O destroying mountain, saith the Lord, which destroyest all the earth. And I will stretch out mine hand upon thee, and roll thee down from the rocks, and make thee a burnt mountain. Yeah, make me a burnt mountain, would you? I could go for a burnt mountain. And they shall not take of thee a stone for a corner, nor a stone for foundations, but for thou shalt be desolate forever, saith the Lord. Set ye up a standard in the land, blow the trumpet among the nations, prepare the nations against her, call together against her the kingdoms of Ararat, Mini, and Ashkenaz. Appoint a captain against her. Cause the horses to come up as the rough caterpillars. There's a lot of caterpillar talk in this one. Is it just me, or has there been not up to now in the Bible not a whole lot of caterpillar reference? But then in this particular chapter, like a lot of caterpillar, like a surprising amount of caterpillar talk. I didn't expect there to be much mention of caterpillars in the, you know, in God's holy book, but there's like a lot in this. I don't know. It's kind of weird. Prepare against her the nations with the kings of the Medes, the captains thereof and all the rulers thereof and all the lands of his dominion. And the land shall tremble and sorrow. For every purpose of the Lord shall be performed against Babylon to make the land of Babylon a desolation without an inhabitant. The mighty men of Babylon have forborne to fight. They have remained in their holds. Their might have failed. They became as women. They have burned her dwelling places. Her bars are broken. One post shall run to meet another, and one messenger to meet another, to shew the king of Babylon that his city is taken at one end, and that the passages are stopped. And that the reeds they have burned with fire, and that the men are affrighted. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, the daughter of Babylon is like a threshing floor. It is time to thresh her, yet a little while, and at the time of her harvest shall come. Nebuchadrezzar, he decided on a name, it's Nebuchadrezzar, The king of Babylon hath devoured me and hath crushed me. He hath made me an empty vessel. He hath swallowed me up like a dragon. He hath filled his belly with my delicates. He hath cast me out. The violence done to me and to my flesh be upon Babylon, shall the inhabitant of Zion say, and my blood upon the inhabitants of Chaldea, shall Jerusalem say. Therefore thus saith the Lord, you're both wrong. No, behold, I will plead thy cause and take vengeance for thee, and I will dry up her sea and make her springs dry. Let's just pause. Instead of me saying another thing about how dumb this is, let's just pause. We'll just moment of silence. I think you all know just how dumb this is. Is this the best way to, you know, hey, Lord, be the change you want to see in the world. Instead of just destruction and just like, well, these guys suck, let's kill them. No, these guys over here kind of suck, let's just... Maybe find another way. Find, you know, give peace a chance. They shall roar together like lions. They shall yell as lions whelps. In their heat I will make their feasts, and I will make them drunken, that they may rejoice and sleep a perpetual sleep and not wake, saith the Lord. I will bring them down like lambs to the slaughter, like rams with the he-goats. How is Shechem taken, and how is the praise of the whole earth surprised? How has Babylon become an astonishment among the nations? The sea is come up upon Babylon. She is covered with the multitude of the waves thereof. Her cities are a desolation, a dry land and a wilderness, a land wherein no man dwelleth, neither doth any son of any man pass thereby. And I will punish Bel in Babylon, and I will bring forth out of his mouth that which he hath swallowed up, and the nations shall not flow together any more unto him. Yea, the wall of Babylon shall fall. My people, go ye out of the midst of her, and deliver ye every man his soul from the fierce anger of the Lord. And lest your heart faint, and ye fear for the rumor that shall be heard in the land, a rumor shall both come one year, and after that in another year shall come a rumor, and a violence in the land against ruler against ruler. Just two guys with rulers. Be like, ah, ch-ch-ch. Therefore, behold, the days come that I will do judgment upon the graven images of Babylon, and her whole land shall be confounded. Confound it! And all her slain shall fall in the midst of her. Then the heaven and the earth and all that is therein shall sing for Babylon, for the spoilers shall come unto her from the north, saith the Lord. As Babylon hath caused the slain of Israel to fall, so at Babylon shall the fall of the slain of all the earth. Ye that have escaped the sword, go away, stand not still, remember the Lord afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind. Open your mind, man. We are confounded because we have heard reproach. Shame hath covered our faces, for strangers are come into the sanctuaries of the Lord's house. Wherefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will do judgment upon her graven images, and through all her land the wounded shall groan. Though Babylon should mount up to heaven, and though she should fortify the height of her strength, yet from me shall spoilers come unto her, saith the Lord. A sound of a cry cometh from Babylon, and great destruction from the land of Chaldeans. Because the Lord hath spoiled Babylon, and destroyed out of her the great voice, when her waves do roar like great waters, a noise of the voice is uttered. Because the spoiler is come upon her, spoiler alert, even upon Babylon and her mighty men, I really think if I were this God, I would at the very least yell from on high, like from the clouds, spoiler alert, and then whatever the spoiler is, I think it's just death. And then death would happen. So, but I mean, how do you not take that opportunity? Because the spoiler has come upon her, even upon Babylon, and her mighty men are taken, every one of their bows is broken. For the Lord God of recompenses shall surely requite. And I will make drunk her princes and her wise men, her captains and her rulers and her mighty men, and they shall sleep a perpetual sleep, and not wake with, saith the king, whose name is the Lord of hosts. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the broad walls of Babylon shall be utterly broken, and her high gates shall be burned with fire, and the people shall labor in vain, and the folk in the fire, and they shall be weary. The word which Jeremiah the prophet saw written on the subway walls, tenement halls, commanded Seraiah, the son of Neriah, the son of Manasseh, or no, Maaseiah. There's too many vowels. M A A S E I A H. You don't need that many. It's like M A A A A A S E I I A I E I E I E A E O I H. Like what are all those vowels doing? When he went with Zedekiah, the king of Judah, into Babylon in the fourth year of his reign, and this Seraiah was a quiet prince. So Jeremiah wrote in a book all the evil that should come upon Babylon, even all these words that are written against Babylon. And Jeremiah said to Seraiah, when thou comest to Babylon and shalt see and shalt read all these words, then shalt thou say, O Lord, thou hast spoken against this place to cut it off, that none shall remain in it, neither man nor beast, but that it shall be desolate forever. And it shall be, when thou hast made an end of reading this book, that thou shalt bind a stone to it and cast it into the midst of the Euphrates. And thou shalt say, thus shall Babylon sink, and shall not rise from the evil that will bring upon her, and they shall be weary. Thus far are the words of Jeremiah. All right, and this one's, this is a regular-sized chapter. So last chapter, guys, we're finishing this piece of shit book, Jeremiah, the worst effing, well, it's not the word. Let's be real. It's not close to the worst, but it's pretty bad. It's not good. I'll put it to you this way, God, it's not good. It's not in any, I would send this back. I would keep about 1/1000th of the destruction and just say, well, and this place will be destroyed. That's about it. You don't need any of the rest of it. But anyway. 52. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Hematul, the daughter of Jeremiah of Libna. And he did that which was evil in the eyes of the Lord. Oh, okay. According to all that Jehoiakim had done, for through the anger of the Lord it came to pass in Jerusalem and Judah, till he had cast them out from his presence, that Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon. And it came to pass in the 9th year of his reign, in the 10th month and the 10th day of the month, that Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, came, he and his army, against Jerusalem, and pitched against it, and built forts against it round about. So the city was besieged unto the 11th year of King Zedekiah. And in the 4th month, in the 9th day of the month, a famine was sore in the city, so that there was no bread for the people of the land. When the city was broken up, and all the men of war fled, and went forth out of the city by night, by the way of the gate between two walls, which was by the king's garden, now the Chaldeans were by the city round about, and they went by the way of the plain. But the army of the Chaldeans pursued after the king, and overtook Zedekiah in the plains of Jericho. And all his army was scattered from him. Then they took the king and carried him up to the king of Babylon, to Riblah in the land of Hamath, where he gave judgment upon him. And the king of Babylon slew the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes. He slew also the princes of Judah and Riblah. Then he put out the eyes of Zedekiah, and the king of Babylon bound him in chains and carried him to Babylon, and put him in prison till the day of his death. Now in the 5th month, in the 10th day of the month, which was the 19th year of Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, came Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, which served the king of Babylon, into Jerusalem, and burned the house of the Lord, and the king's house, and all the houses of Jerusalem, and all the houses of the great men, burned he with fire. What? Why? And all the army of the Chaldeans that were with the captain of the guard brake down all the walls of Jerusalem round about. Then Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carried away captive certain of the poor of the people, and the residue of the people that remained in the city, and those that fell away, that fell to the king of Babylon and the rest of the multitude. But Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, left certain of the poor of the land for vine dressers and for husbandmen. Also the pillars of brass that were in the house of the Lord, and the bases and the brassen sea that was in the house of the Lord, the Chaldeans brake and carried all the brass of them to Babylon. The cauldrons also. Need those cauldrons. Look at all those perfectly good cauldrons. Let's not let those go to waste. We may need to cast some spells or make some potions. And the shovels and the snuffers and the bowls and the spoons and the schnozberries and the vessels of brass wherewithin they ministered took they away. and the basins and the fire pans and the bowls and the, okay, just all the kitchenware. They just sum it up. And the candlesticks and the spoons and the cups and that which was gold and gold and that which was silver and silver. Took the captain of the guard away, the two pillars, one sea and 12 brassen bowls that were under the bases which King Solomon had made in the house of the Lord. The brass of all these vessels was without weight. And concerning the pillars, the height of one pillar was 18 cubits, and a fillet of 12 cubits did encompass it, and the thickness thereof was 4 fingers, it was hollow. And a chapiter of brass. Do we need to know this? Do we need to know the objects that they took? Is this important? Are we still looking for these objects? Are they like, and take note, everyone, in the future, if you see any of these things, make sure they're returned to the Chaldeans or whatever the hell. Is what purpose does this serve? And a chapiter of brass was upon it, and the height of one chapiter with a network, and pomegranates. Guys, we need these pomegranates upon the chapiters all round about of brass. The second pillar also, and the pomegranates were like unto these. And there were 96 pomegranates on a side. And I won't rest till every single one of them is returned to Babylon or Chaldea or whatever, wherever it is. And all the pomegranates upon the network were 100 round about. And the captain of the guard took Sariah, the chief priest, and Zephaniah, the second priest, and 3 keepers of the door. He took also out of the city an eunuch, which had the charge of the men of war, and the 7 men of them that were near the king's person, which were found in the city, and the principal scribe of the host, who mustered the people of the land, and 60 men of the people of the land that were found in the midst of the city. So Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, took them and brought them to the king of Babylon, to Riblah. And the king of Babylon smote them and put them to death in the Riblah, the land of Hamath. Thus Judah was carried away captive out of his own land. This is the people whom Nebuchadrezzar carried away captive in the 7th year, 3,000 Jews and 23. In the 18th year of Nebuchadrezzar, he carried away captive from Jerusalem 832 persons. And in the 23rd year of Nebuchadrezzar, so by 23, Nebuchadrezzar and Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, had already carried away captives of the Jews 745 persons. All persons were 4,600. By the age of 23, how old are you guys? Yeah, how many Jews have you carried away from, you know, captive? You know, because, I mean, this really puts your accomplishments into perspective. I've carried away nearly no Jews. I would say almost none, in fact. Maybe one, two, probably more like none. I've probably carried away captive little to no Jews. And I'm 28, I think. This guy's 23. He'd already carried away 4,000-something Jews. Wow. And it came to pass in the 7th and 30th year of the captivity. I just can't read. I'm not able to read. Sorry. And it came to pass in the 7th and 30th year of the captivity of Jehoiachin, the king of Judah, in the 12th month, in the 5th and 20th day of the month, that Evil Merodach. What? That's a guy's name? Evil Merodach, king of Babylon. Seriously, evil. It's all one word, though. Evil. It's like Evil Knievel's great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather. Evil Merodach, one word, king of Babylon, the first year of his reign, lifted up the head of Jehoiachin, king of Judah, and brought him forth out of prison, and spake kindly unto him, and set his throne above the throne of the kings that were with him in Babylon, and changed his prison garments, and he did continually eat bread before him all the days of his life. And for his diet, there was a continual diet given him of the king of Babylon, every day a portion until the day of his death, all the days of his life. So that's nice, I guess. Consolation? I don't know. I'm not sure what that means. All right, so that's it. That's how he chose to end his terrible chapter, Jeremiah, or his terrible book. And then we get to read some more. Jeremiah, yay. All right, well, thank you guys for a great 2014. 2015 should be the year of 52 episodes of Thomas and the Bible, depending on how the days break out, but it should be a full year, is assuming the Patreon keeps up. patreon.com/T and the B. Get on it. Thank you to my donors so much. I did a little online Christmas card there for you from me and Lydia and the cats. It's very funny. So I hope you enjoy that. I hope you enjoy the show, and have a great new year, and I'll see you in a week like usual. All right, bye.